Where do your worldview, expectations, beliefs, come from? I just listened to a Frank Zappa song and I loved it. Most people I know listen to music. What they call music is songs that are designed to be hypnotic, put you in a trance and implant BS in your mind. I don't understand the words in American or British songs, but I do understand them in my mother tongue, and those lyrics, although I haven't heard those songs for 40 years, reverberate in my head. Given that we are working on digging up, mapping our roots, I now pay attention to the unconscious words. And start seeing that the few stupid, misguiding, corrupting elements of my roots may come from the songs I heard living in Hungary. If you hear it enough, it will become part of the fabric of your reality. Your truth. Expectations, beliefs are all superstitions. A superstition is an unjustified belief. The root of all superstition is that men observe when a thing hits, but not when it misses. Superstition stops being superstition if you see that it is a superstition. This is the work we attempt to do. My hunch is, some people won't be willing to see that what they consider true is a superstition. Why? I think it is because they would need to come to terms with the fact that they have been spending their lives guided by really a superstition. And that is a horrible feeling. And one would believe that it's rare. That humans are reasonable creatures and when they see that a belief is untrue, or unjustified, they would let go of it. But no. I have found that exactly the opposite is true. People make up, create a worldview that is a superstition and then, unless they are interrupted, unless they are forced to look at the mess they are living, now come awake and aware and have the courage to renounce the superstition, they will live their entire life living according to a superstition. By the way, many of the things psychologists teach, like the book Persuasion, are superstitions. So I should not be surprised by I am. Yesterday in my core group we looked at the core dynamic, the core premise by which they each live their lives, and to my utter horror, each live on the premise that a superstition they made up is true. The child starts out with something like, I want more than I am getting, and slowly, over time, observing people, decides what moves work to get more than she is getting. Of course a child is not very astute. So the moves actually don't work. And make both the child and the adult live a resultless, unrewarding life. Here is another, the child is capable. An adult considers the child's result not sufficiently high for their talent. The child makes up that they are like God, maybe even higher. And then starts to live life out of that I am supposed to be responsible for all of it and, of course, live an enslaved and unhappy life where they are never enough no matter how capable they are. They may produce 10 times more than any living being, but it's still not enough. Here is yet another, the child say, things should be the way I want them to be, not the way they are. Why? Because that is how I want them. Then she lives her entire life unhappy with how life is, how people are, maybe even how she is. All along hiding that it is her expectations or what make people, life, herself wrong, not life. That switcheroo is almost in every case study I have seen. The hiding that the cause of the misery is the person's original statement, not life. It's like a shell game you play with both with the world and with yourself. And, so far, based on the too few case studies, my hunch is that it is the soul correction that runs the show. The soul correction that is a set of evil inclinations, tendencies. If you want to get to the floor, you'll see untruth upon untruth. The goal is to get to the rock bottom, the floor. It was always a desire, a want. Then a perceived obstacle. And then a hodgepodge solution picked out of thin air. I dare to say, it's universal. I dare it is the human condition. People live out of a worldview that was put together by an upset 3 to 4 years old child. So you too. I am starting to develop the sight to be able to tell the worldview from a single email. Thinking, is it true? Here is a very important issue, unless it is your chosen profession, thinking is not taught. I can think, because it was needed for my profession. But I have had no idea how I think. What thinking tools I use. Because I have had no distinctions in thinking. Astuteness is largely dependent on your ability to think, and apart from some very few people, physicist, investigator, and a sharp businesswoman who built her masculine business herself, I haven't found anyone with an astuteness measure higher than 1. In fact, people have, almost all, an astuteness measure of 1. That reflects on their ability to think, to evaluate, to determine if something is true, if something is likely, if something is probable or not. But the biggest missing is the curiosity, aka doubt. The curiosity that would make one to ask the question, is what I think will work? How likely is it that it will work? And how good am I going to feel about it? Most strategies the children make up will not work, and if they work marginally, the adult will suffer for no fulfillment. Only very few people, very few strategies are consistent with what life wants. Work for what you want. Achieve excellence. Expand yourself and your horizon. Etc. Human being, the next evolutionary stage, the species the DNA predicts can be called, the expanding human. Expansion is joyful. Expanding your girth or your possession is less so. I hate to blame education, because people go to school and don't learn what is taught, so likely wouldn't learn to think either. So I won't hate education. The error lies Homo sapiens itself. Wanting something for nothing. Yesterday for some reason I was led to two videos that are two basic ways to think. Deductive and inductive reasoning. To understand how that works, here is a video to show the deductive reasoning method. You can come to the wrong conclusion, according to those two reasoning methods. 1. You find that one of your premises is wrong. A premise that you base your whole theory, your whole belief on. 2. You find that you've considered a mere probability as if it were a certainty, a rule, a law. The inductive way to get to the falsity of your beliefs and your floor comes from a British philosopher, Sir Francis Bacon. In my sessions I don't have time to teach you to think. So I think for you, and double-check it with muscle testing. We dig until we find the rock bottom, and then from there we look what you built on that as a child. Your job is to look and see your worldview in all its gory glory. And if you are willing, come to terms with what it's costing you. I won't tell you, I won't advise you what to do, how to change your worldview. I want you to do what you'll do. Some people will continue with their worldview that has left them with a life not worth living. Others will make some changes. I do not know if Homo sapiens is able to change their floor and the construct. Maybe not. We shall see. I am doing a series of small workshops called Money Roots. Looking at your through money, I have found, makes reaching your rock bottom floor easier. For most people. Because money is all about what you want. And if I see that money is not a good access to you, I am flexible enough to still be able to get you to your floor. The workshop is a series, and I don't take anyone who isn't willing to review the previous ones. We are at session number 2, and it's scheduled for Saturday, July 30th, at 2 p.m. EDT. You need to have done, or buy the recordings of session number 1. Money Roots Workshop.